This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about, I know it might be sounding like it's early, but it's not too early to talk about spring, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to be talking about spring programs coming up at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, and I'm so happy to have back on the program to talk a little bit more about it, the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, Sarah Gilmore. Sarah, welcome back.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, you know, this is always good because if we can talk about spring programs, that means it is just around the corner and we have something to look forward to.
Yes, very much. The looking forward to is where we're trying to live
yes.
right now.
Absolutely, especially with all the cold. You got a lot of things that are planned for the spring, don't you, Sarah?
Yes. The staff has come up with some really great ideas, and we are kicking things off right away in March. First up, on March 4th, we have our Mother-Son Dodgeball Day, which sounds funny, but we've done this for the last couple of years, and it's always a hit. Yes, moms and sons get to whip dodgeballs at each other, and that's always fun for both of them. But it's just a day that's built for those rambunctious sons and the mothers who love them.
Yes.
So that'll be, like I said, March 4th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. This is something that moms and sons need to register for. Don't drop them off and think you're getting out of it. Come and play.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's $6 a person, or if you're inside the city limits, $5 per person. There is a limit of 80 people. So we've got both of our gyms, and we'll split them up approximately by age. Some of the younger kids will be in one gym and the older kids in the other. But there's only so much space. So
yeah,
if you want to get in on this, give us a call at the office. It's 517-423-5602. Stop by. You can go online and register. But don't miss Mom-Son Dodgeball.
On March the 4th.
March 4th, yep.
Okay.
So we celebrate moms and sons in the morning there, and then we're going to head out to 10 Pin Alley that same day, March 4th, and have our daughter day. So typically we do a dance, but a couple of years ago, because of COVID, we did a cosmic bowling at 10 Pin, and we had so much positive feedback. They're like, this was just so nice. So, you know, it was relaxed and casual. So this year we're going to try a daughter day again with cosmic bowling with our friends at 10 Pin. Again, March 4th, that's 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon. And it's just $45 a couple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and yeah, $10 for that additional daughter if you've got more than one. And this is really a great deal. Our friends at 10 Pin put together a wonderful, wonderful deal for folks. This is 2 pieces of pizza for everybody, pop, house ball, house shoes, and at least 2 games. So just for $45, that's a great deal.
So it is. It really is.
This is another one of those programs where we have to cap it because there's only so much space out at the bowling alley.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's spots for 100 people.
Okay.
And again, that's March 4th in the afternoon, 1:30 to 3:30. They did, when we did this last time, they did a great job of, they had fun music and, you know, the girls were bopping around and they were dancing, having a good time. But then they also had a couple slow dances and that was just, you know, very sweet. So it's a good mix. It's a little more casual this time around. Don't worry, we'll have our dance back probably next year, but just trying to offer something a little more casual for daughter day.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. So also you have also coming up something for adults to take, right?
Absolutely. So we're trying to offer CPR AED classes more regularly at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. And so on March 9th, that's a Thursday night, we'll have adult CPR AED training. And this is a blended learning class, so you'll sign up ahead of time. You'll take part of the assessment at home in the comfort of your home.
Okay.
And then you'll come in on that evening from 6:30 to 8:30, and you'll do your hands-on training, hands-on assessment with an American Red Cross instructor.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, by the end of this, you will be certified in adult CPR and AED. And the instructor will have the dummies so that you actually get a chance to feel what compressions really feel like. How deep do you really need to go?
Yeah.
And she has tester ADDs, so
wow,
the defibrillators, so you can actually get a chance to have that hands-on before you actually need it.
That's
you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to be able to offer this. And, you know, it's not a skill that you want to have to use, but it's a wonderful skill to have and be prepared in case there is an emergency.
Absolutely. So, yeah. We are hearing so many different cases to where people have known how to do CPR and really save that person's life, too.
It makes a huge difference.
It sure does.
You bet. So March 9th, we'll have adult CPR AED training. That's 6:30 to 8:30. It's $84 a person, but again, you're certified after that, and that certification's good for 2 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. So best for ages 16 and up.
Great. Now, do they need to make sure that they sign up ahead of time for this?
Yeah, great question. Pre-registration is required. You can stop by the rec center, give us a call. You can also register online.
Okay.
And anybody who you run into at the rec center staff-wise will be able to help you out.
Excellent, excellent. Another thing that's coming up here is we talked about dodgeball at the beginning of the program, but this is going to be a little bit of a different dodgeball. It's going to be a tournament that you're going to be having, right?
Yes. Yep. So we're leaning in on dodgeball here in March, pretty heavy. March 10th and 11th, we're going to have two dodgeball tournaments. Friday night is going to be our high school division. And Saturday is going to be for our adults. And this is actually a fundraiser for two of our local families in Tecumseh that are facing some times of need. And so this is when a community can really step in. Folks might be familiar with Jackson Matavia, a little five-year-old that needs a service dog. And so their family's raising money to be able to offset part of that cost.
Okay.
And so all the registration money from this, half of that will go to the Matavias. And then the other half will go to Van Burpee, who's a sixth grader at Tecumseh. And he's battling a brain tumor and going through treatments. So folks might be familiar with those two local stories here.
Sure.
Both families have been involved in our programs, and we're looking for a way of, how can we help?
Yeah,
so the community has been amazing so far, and so it's just how can we do our part? So all the registration fees from this will go to those two families to help offset medical costs or help get one step closer to what they need.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. And so for this one, it's $40 a team. And like I said, high school division is going to be Friday night, March 10. And the adult division will be Saturday, March 11. Contact us for more details. You can stop by the rec center, like I said, or call. It's 517-423-5602.
Okay, excellent. You know, just to mention real quickly about something that's going to be coming up, and I know a lot of people look forward to, is going to be the Spring Craft Show too, Sarah.
Yes. March feels like it has 57 days in it. We're trying to pack a lot in there. But our craft show, we're very excited to have it back this year after having to take a break from COVID. But we have both gyms filled with vendors. So this is an opportunity on March 18th to come and get your, get ready for your Easter baskets or, get ready for those other family celebrations, birthdays, just to see what other crafts are there for yourselves. And so it's just a dollar to get in, and we'll have over 60 vendors this year to shop with. And again, going in the vein of a fundraiser, all the admission fees will actually be donated again to those two families that were
wonderful,
trying to support and give a little extra love to.
We'll get into that a little bit more in detail in a future community conversation. So be listening and stay tuned on that. But we've got at least one more that we need to talk about, and that's going to be soccer coming up in the spring too, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, yes. Here we go. Spring soccer, so this is one of our largest programs by far. We have more than 200 kids register annually, so this is a big undertaking, but it really means that spring is around the corner when we open registration, so we're always excited for that.
Yeah.
And so for this This program we offer for ages 3 all the way up to 15. There's separate age divisions. You can check out our website for more information about each of those age divisions. You know, when is practice? When can you anticipate games? How are the ages divided up? There's a lot more detail on our website. Again, you can always stop in. We love to chat with folks and point you in the right direction. Registration is open now, and it closes March 15th for our U8 through U15 age divisions, and registration for our younger, our 3 and 4 year olds, and then our 5 year old program, that'll go through mid-April. So if you've got little kiddos and you're wanting to introduce them to the sport, you've still got some time. Our programs typically will run April and May, so about 2 months, and still got plenty of time to register, but always stop in, give us a call at 517-423-5602, and get registered for spring soccer.
Now, those are held at the local fields around there in Tecumseh, right?
Yes. Yep. For our program, all practices are at Calzorn, right there on Russell Road. For our U15 age group, that's kind of our middle school age group, they're at Aiden Mead, just over on Occidental. But all of the practices are in Tecumseh. For our older age groups that travel, they're still going to be here within the county or just beyond, you know, Dundee, Ida. It's kind of the farthest they're going to go.
Yeah.
The other communities we play are Clinton, Adrian, Onsted. So while, yes, they do travel, we're not going to Traverse City or anything like that. You know, it's not that much of a commitment. But it's a great opportunity for those kids to be able to play different competition. And for our younger age groups, the farthest they go is Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Which is wonderful that they're just up the road, and they've been a great organization to partner with, and it's just a good fun.
Absolutely. And lots of great fun, too. And a lot of, especially the younger kids, Sarah, is a good way to be able for them to learn about the sport and learn about, you know, having to, you know, play as a team, too.
Oh, man, there's so much that can be learned from team sports like that, you bet, even when they're 3 and 4 year olds. Our league is very much developmental. Let's learn the fundamentals. Let's learn how to play the game. And that's really the emphasis. And if we can have fun along the way, that's even better, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's wonderful to watch that progression from when they first start in the season to at the end. And just in, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, how much improvement of just, you know, having that many more touches on the ball and game experience and watching them work together and figure out how to get that pass across the field. It's wonderful to watch that. And that's exactly what our league aims to do, is build those fundamentals and help them develop and hopefully keep playing the game.
Now, the soccer teams, are they for both boys and girls?
Great question. Yep, co-ed.
Co-ed
at all levels.
Okay, excellent. Good. I mean, talk about a team, learning how to play as a team, too. That's awesome. That's great. Now, for all these things that we talked about, more information that can be obtained, again, by going to your website?
Yep. You can head to our website, TecumsehParksandRec.recdesk.com, or you can stop in the A.J. Smith Rec Center. We'd always love to chat with you and help get you where you need to be as far as programming. Also, always give us a call if you have questions. It's 517-423-5602, and we'll be able to answer those questions and point you in the right direction.
A lot of great things happening for the spring, and let's get all set up for the spring, get everybody registered for this and raring to go, Sarah.
You bet. We'll look forward to seeing you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Dale.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon about the Spring Craft Show in detail then as well.
You bet.
All right. This has been Community Conversation. I've been talking with the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, Sarah Gilmore. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.